People always told me rookies could get a bit starstruck by their teammates, especially the top dogs, but it wore off quickly. That had been the case with Nikolai Sidorov and Elias Karlsson. A handful of weeks into my rookie season, we were almost like drinking buddies now. Landry, though? Fuck. I was beyond starstruck with him. Sure, he was one of the best and most badass players in the league, but it wasn't his stats, trophies, medals, or titles that screwed with me. It was him. He had an energy about him that could make me forget how to speak. Something about that swagger, on and off the ice. About the way those dark eyes looked at you like he knew something about you. Or how his slim lips always seemed to be this close to a mischievous grin, an arrogant smirk, or a ridiculously charming smile. And when he was mad, holy shit, be still my heart. So fucking hot. Except tonight. As we all changed in the locker room after that trash fire of a game, Landry was livid, and I was just hoping he forgot I existed.
What the fuck was that?
His French-accented tirade cut through the noise of post-game activity.
That was bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
He threw his helmet into his locker, which was three down from mine, and he snarled something I didn't catch. I didn't even know if it was in French or English. He switched between the two a lot when he was fired up, because I was quietly unlacing my skates and trying not to be noticed. Most of the time, I was like a stupid school kid with a crush thinking, notice me, notice me. Sometimes he did, and those moments were gold, but right now, the less he was aware of my existence, the better. I didn't want anyone aware of my existence right now. The press and all the armchair captains on Twitter were probably talking up a storm about me, and I was grateful as hell that I wasn't getting shoved in front of a camera tonight. Three of our teammates had already been herded out so they could go answer questions from reporters who expected profoundly quotable explanations for things like, they scored more goals than us, and they played better hockey than we did. Like, what did they want from us? There'd probably be questions tonight about that idiot rookie who was in way over his head and clearly needed to go down to the minors for a while. After all, what kind of shit player fucks up and gives the other team a 2-minute power play during the crucial final minutes of the third period? We'd been down a goal with time running out and I'd been cooling my heels in the penalty box instead of helping my team tie up the score. They'd had to pull our goalie just to even out the men on the ice so they had some hope of keeping us alive. And that had given Ottawa the opportunity to send the puck into the back of our empty net with 12 seconds left on the clock. We could have gone into overtime. We could be out there right now fighting for that win, but no, we'd lost by 2 while I'd been in timeout, like the useless kid I was. Oh, the whole team was pissed. I was pissed. And Landry? Let's just say that right now I was starting to understand where the metaphor about spitting nails came from because I was genuinely surprised he wasn't. 3 lockers over, he slammed his skates down and stalked off to the showers, still snarling and gnashing his teeth about tonight's loss.